stories or one of one maybe, pretty odd, all of them. So girl, Chinese girl on, you know, we're talking about love now, on social medias, where she makes videos, shorts, telling us and helping us to learn to know more about how Chinese people are. And yes, as one Chinese intellectual told me when I asked how we can understand the China, is that you understand the Chinese people, how we are, our culture, how we think, and so on. And she said one interesting thing, that we Chinese, we generally don't say, I love you. It's even considered a little, I don't know how she put it, improper, impolite, or something like that. So that you rather show your love by how you are towards a person. In other words, you love that person. You don't walk around saying it. And first it sounded odd, but then I realized that, hey, there's a lot in that. And I realized that I came from a similar family. We are a bit like this sometimes here up in the north as well. You show your love. You love someone, then you are there for that person. You care for that person. You show. You just love. Live in love towards a person or several persons. So yeah, you don't need to feel bad if you don't say I love you all the time, and then the other one has to say that also. And if you don't say it anymore every day two times, then you don't love me anymore. It can get taxing and artificial. And first of all, we should not expect demand love and be dissatisfied if we don't get what we expect. You should say that those words two times a day at least, otherwise I will be dissatisfied and maybe stop loving you. So love is something magical, isn't it? And maybe it is what we modern people need to find again, relearn. We need to return to the cosmos of life, of us who live, and the relationships between us. That's what the world is, not things in a room to have fun with. Or to be afraid of. Or to just study or manipulate. Yeah.